Okay, so now I'll show you how gross annual value of income from house property is calculated. So let us see how it is calculated. To calculate the gross annual value, we have to first take four different values. First is the fair rent. First is the fair rent. Now, what do you mean by fair rent? See, if I say, Ravi, where you are staying? So he said, sir, I stay in Colaba. So what is the rental over there? Sir, there is one BHK in Colaba. The rental will be 10 lakh rupees or 8 lakh rupees per month. Okay. Then I asked one more person of my friend of mine is staying in Dombivli. I asked him, "Are what is the your area rent?" Well, sir, in Dombivli, if you want 3 BHK, the rent will be 15,000 rupees per month. So that is the fair rent. Okay, the area wise rent is called fair rent. So suppose my fair rent is 22 lakh rupees per the year. Okay, and second rent you have to call municipal rateable value. Rateable value. In future I will write only MRV. Okay, municipal rateable value. Suppose the area ka municipal rate for per year ka rent is 1 lakh 80. So by comparing these two, fair rent, area's rent, and the municipality rate ke hisab se, what is the rent value? 1 lakh 80. With this two, from the both of this, which is the highest one? 2 lakhs. So my reasonable letting value, RLV, my reasonable letting value will be, reasonable letting value, RLV means reasonable letting value will be 2 lakhs. Okay, now to this 2 lakh, we have to compare your actual rent. Now actual rent, how to calculate actual rent? Actual rent means the rent which you are receiving. Actual rent is annual rent minus unrealized rent, UR. I'm writing the short form, but I'm just giving you unrealized rent. Now, what is unrealized rent? Now, you know, you have whenever you make an agreement of the rent, the agreement, in the agreement, it is written 11 months. Do you think? Yaad hai aapko? Every agreement banta hai, usme aap 11 months likhte ho. 12 months nahi likhte. Aur 12 months ka hum log rent lete nahi agreement mein. Because in the law, there is one law in case of property that if a person is staying continuously in your property for more than 12 months, then the property rights goes to him. You know that? The property rights goes to him. Your property, he's also become the co-owner of the property. So if he proved legally that I was staying in this house, legally he has an agreement and he's proving that I have stayed in this house for more than 12 months, I'm the owner of this property. So that law give that benefit to the tenant. So that should not happen. That is the reason everyone is making the rental agreement as 11 months. And they will keep 1 month ka gap and again they will make a 11 months. So that 1 month's rent is unrealized, which is not there in the agreement. So that unrealized rent, if you are not, that you have to deduct. That unrealized rent you have to deduct. So because annual rent is 12 months rent, out of that you have to deduct unrealized rent. Unrealized rent you will deduct only when rule number 4 is satisfied. What is rule number 4? There is a list. He should be resident of India. The tenant also should be resident of India. He should be taxable in India. All that categories are there. Okay. So forget about that. Just understand that if rule number 4 is not satisfied, unrealized rent will not be deducted. If rule number 4 is satisfied, if they are mentioned or not mentioned, you will assume that it is fulfilled. So you will deduct. Why I will be I want to deduct annual rent, unrealized rent, because that will reduce my income. As a taxpayer, I want to show less income. So that will reduce my income. So unrealized rent minus the vacancy allowance. VA, vacancy allowance. So sir, what is this vacancy allowance? Vacancy allowance means, see, you now our financial year is 1st April to 31st March. Okay? So you decided to give your property on a rental basis. So on 1st April you decided, but in the month of April you didn't get the rent. You didn't get the tenant. Then in the month of May also you didn't get the tenant. You got the tenant in the month of June. So that means your property was vacant in this financial year. It was vacant for 2 months. If it is there, then 2 months rent will be deducted. Because why you are deducting? Because I have taken your annual rent. Annual means I have taken your 12 months rent. Minus the unrealized rent. Minus the vacancy allowance. Ye karne ke baad, if I am getting a rent, suppose 220,000, then in dono mein se jo highest hai, reasonable letting value and the actual rent, in dono mein se jo highest hai, that will be your gross annual value, which is equal to 220,000. So how to find gross annual value? You understood? How to find gross annual value? So from the annual rent, 12 months rent, though you have received 10 months rent. Sir, 2 months was vacant. Na? So take 10 months. See, what is the word I use? Annual rent. So when I'm saying annual rent, you have to take annual. Out of that, you deduct 2 months rent. Na? Understood? This is how the calculation goes. So annual rent minus unrealized rent minus vacancy allowance. Minus vacancy allowance, that gives me my actual rent. So actual rent will be compared with the reasonable letting value, which is highest of municipal rateable and fair rent. So dono mein se jo highest hai, gross annual value hoga. Because income tax bhi shana hai. Kya bolta hai? Income maximum dikhane ka, lekin deduction lowest claim karne ka, hai na? Whichever is lower. Deduction whichever is lower. But income always show the maximum. So in this, what is the gross annual value? 2,20,000. Okay, so now I'll solve with you two numerical problems there is one more point which I want to explain you. So let us take one more example. Okay, so I'm doing an example for gross annual value. Okay, so fair rent, FR, fair rent is 3 lakh rupees. Suppose fair rent is 3 lakh rupees. Okay, acha. Then municipal rateable value, suppose it is 2 lakh 80. So highest of these two is 3 lakhs. Acha, now your actual rent is equal to annual rent. Minus unrealized rent, minus vacancy allowance. Now see, my annual rent. Suppose my annual rent is 3 lakh 60. Okay. Suppose 3 lakh 60. Out of that, my unrealized rent is suppose 40,000. I just taking an example. Okay. 40,000. And my house property was vacant for 2 months. So the 2 months rent is say 60,000. Okay. So 3 lakh 60 minus 40. It is 320. Now 320 minus 60 will give you 260. So now tell me, what is your gross annual value as per the condition which I showed in the previous slide? Previous slide I showed you, that whichever is higher, reasonable letting value or gross annual value. Reasonable letting value or gross annual value, actual rent, dono mein se jo highest hoga, wo tumhara gross annual value hoga. To in dono mein se highest ye tha, to aap log ne kya kar diya? Gross annual value 2,20,000 kar diya. Now if I say in this example, my gross annual value should be 3 lakhs. Sir, according to you, the gross annual value is 3 lakhs. Why? Sir, whichever is higher? To 3 lakh and 2,60,000. As per the previous slide ka explanation, you are right, absolutely right. The gross annual value should be 3 lakhs. But here, the case is little bit different. What? Now, there is one more catch or one more point which you have to keep in mind. When your actual rent, this is actual rent, is going below the reasonable letting value, it is getting deducted or it is going below the reasonable letting value. The reasonable letting value is this, Reasonable letting value is 3 lakh. If your actual rent in the calculation is going below the क्या बोलते हैं, रीजनेबल लेटिंग वैल्यू बिकॉज ऑफ द वेकेंसी अलाउंस. अगर आपका एक्चुअल रेंट रीजनेबल लेटिंग वैल्यू से कम हो रहा है, और वो कम क्यों हो रहा है, बिकॉज ऑफ द वेकेंसी अलाउंस माइनस करने पर. वेकेंसी अलाउंस माइनस करने पर अगर आपका एक्चुअल रेंट रीजनेबल लेटिंग वैल्यू से कम हो रहा है, इन दैट सिचुएशन द लोएस्ट रेंट इज द ग्रॉस एनुअल वैल्यू. दिस विल बी द ग्रॉस एनुअल वैल्यू. Understood? This will be the gross annual value. देखो चेक करो, 3,60,000 माइनस 40. सर 3,60,000 माइनस अनरियलाइज्ड रेंट माइनस किया 3,20,000. इट इज स्टिल ग्रेटर देन द रीजनेबल लेटिंग वैल्यू, है ना. इट वॉज स्टिल ग्रेटर, अनरियलाइज्ड रेंट माइनस करने के बाद भी इट वॉज स्टिल ग्रेटर देन रीजनेबल लेटिंग वैल्यू. अच्छा, उसके बाद उसमें से जब तुमने वेकेंसी अलाउंस माइनस किया तो आपका रेंट, एक्चुअल रेंट आपके ग्रॉस अपना रीजनेबल लेटिंग वैल्यू से कम हो गया, मतलब ये इस केस से कम हो गया. किसकी वजह से? बिकॉज ऑफ द वैकेंसी अलाउंस. सो इन दैट सिचुएशन द लोएस्ट वैल्यू विल बी टेकन एज द ग्रॉस एनुअल वैल्यू. आई होप यू अंडरस्टूड. आई होप यू अंडरस्टूड. यस एवरीवन, ठीक है. चलो विल टेक वन मोर एग्जांपल. लेट मी चेक वेदर यू अंडरस्टूड और नॉट. ओके, आई एम टेकिंग वन मोर एग्जांपल. ओके, नाउ सी माय फेयर रेंट. My fair rent is equal to 4 lakhs. Okay. My fair rent is 4 lakhs. Municipal rateable value is 360. So, dono mein se highest kon hai? Reasonable letting value. Reasonable letting value is 4 lakhs. Theek hai? Okay. Now, actual rent. So, actual rent ke liye ACT mein likhta hu. ACT actual rent is equal to annual rent minus unrealized rent minus vacancy allowance. Okay. Now, my actual rent is, annual rent is 460. Annual rent is 460. Out of that, I deducted 70,000. Then I deducted 60,000 vacancy allowance. Suppose, I'm just taking an example. So, 460 minus 70, that gives me 390. 390 minus 60. 390 minus 60, the answer is 3,30,000. So, according to this, according to the calculation, according to the normal calculation, the highest value will be the gross annual value. So in this, what will be your gross annual value? So some people are saying me, sir, the gross annual value is 4 lakh. Okay. And some people are saying me, sir, gross annual value is 3,30,000. Because you only told right now, sir, if the gross annual value, if the actual rent goes below the reasonable letting value because of the vacancy allowance, then in that situation you are supposed to take the lowest value, hai na. So lowest value is 3,30,000. So your gross annual value is 3,30,000. This is wrong. The condition which you said is right, but the answer is wrong. Why? Because check, 4,60,000 was the rent before deducting the unrealized rent and vacancy allowance. As soon as you deducted the unrealized rent, your unrealized rent made your actual rent below the reasonable letting value. It is not the vacancy allowance. It is the unrealized rent who reduced the, because first you deduct unrealized rent. After that you deduct vacancy allowance. So, aapka jo rent hai, actual rent, reasonable letting value se kam hua. Kiske wajah se? Unrealized rent minus karne ke wajah se hi kam ho gaya. Vacancy allowance to uske baad minus kiya. तो वैकेंसी अलाउंस के वजह से कम नहीं हुआ, अनरियलाइज रेंट की वजह से कम हुआ, उसके बाद वैकेंसी अलाउंस माइनस होता है. तो मैंने क्या बोला था, अनरियलाइज रेंट नहीं, वैकेंसी अलाउंस के वजह से अगर आपका रेंट एक्चुअल रेंट रीजनेबल लेटिंग वैल्यू से कम होता है तो ही आपको लोएस्ट रेंट लेना है, अदरवाइज. सो दिस इज योर करेक्ट आंसर. आई होप यू अंडरस्टूड. क्लियर? यस एवरीवन. अच्छा, दिस इज द थिंग. Acha, now there is one more point, so that will end up this chapter. There is one more point of house properties. What you know, that in the previous slide which I showed here, see, I have to deduct the interest on house property wherever, whether it is self-occupied, you have to deduct the interest on house property, interest on loan paid for house property loan. So that interest, if the loan is taken from a resident, from a person who is not a resident of India, neither his representative is paying tax to India, then in that case, the interest, the loan taken from that Mr. Tom Walter, Tom Walter from America. You have taken loan from, because he's your friend, so you have taken loan from Mr. Tom Walter for purchasing your house property, and you are paying him regularly the interest of 2 lakh rupees to him, to America. The amount is paid to America. So in this situation, is Tom Walter is taxed in India? Yes, what I said, I'm not hearing. What you said? Yes, he's not taxed. So if he's not taxed, neither his representative is paying tax in India. So in that situation, this expense is not allowed as deduction. Income tax department says that if a person to whom you have paid the expense, if he's taxable in India, then you will get the deduction. Because aapko deduction mil raha hai, to usko tax bharna chahiye. Wo tax nahi bhar raha hai, to uska tax to aapko bharna padega. So if the interest is paid to a person who is outside India, he is not a resident of India, neither his representative is paying any tax in India, neither from that interest tax is deducted at source, then in that situation, that interest will not be allowed as deduction in your house property or pro forma, whether it is self-occupied or whether it is let out property, this will not be allowed. I hope the whole chapter concept is clear. So by this, we are completing our income for a computation of income from house property. There are two categories, two pro forma. One is self-occupied property. Second one is let-out property. Self-occupied property, only gross NL value, and you are allowed to deduct only one interest with them, some benchmark. The benchmark is either 30,000 maximum limit or 2 lakhs. That you have to decide on the basis of the loan taken date. Then let out property or deemed to be let out property. So in that, you have to first find gross NL value. I showed you how. To that gross, after finding gross NL value, you have to add arrears of rent if you have received this year. Okay, then you will get total rent. Now from that total rent, the very first thing which is allowed to deduct is the municipal tax. But there is a condition. Municipal tax should be paid and borne by the owner. Then only you will be allowed as deduction. Okay, so after that you'll get NAV. From that NAV, the government, the income tax reform has given you an option that I will not come to you and ask for the proof whether you have paid these expenses for your property or not. But on behalf of that all expenses, I am going to give you 30% of your NAV. So you're happy. So 30%, whatever NAV you're getting, 30% of the NAV is allowed to deduct from your income from house property as standard deduction under section 24, plus One more component which is allowed as deduction is interest on loan for house property. So that, but what is the condition for that? That the interest which you are paying, it should be a person who is a resident of India or his representative is taxed in India, or the interest before paying it, the tax is deducted from at source. Then only it is allowed, otherwise not. So I hope you understood this a whole chapter of computation of house property. Okay, so by this we completed the fifth chapter also. Now we are moving to the next chapter. Till that time, take a break, take a Kit Kat.